Good evening. This is the 5 p.m. update on Hurricane Dorian. Dorian remains an expansive hurricane. See the high clouds covering much of the eastern part of the United States, with the center located just offshore from South Carolina. Looking a little more closely at, down towards the surface, here's the radar imagery. We can see that the center is now located about 45 miles from Myrtle Beach and about 85 miles from Wilmington. As the day has gone on, the center has drawn closer and closer to the shoreline. And while it's offshore and the eye wall is offshore, it's close enough that winds to hurricane force have been reported in areas north of Charleston. The forecast is for the center to draw closer to the coast and eventually likely make landfall, perhaps up in the Outer Banks of North Carolina tomorrow morning. And as it does, the conditions we've seen will be received in even greater amounts in the next 12 to 24 hours, with winds possibly gusting over 100 miles per hour, and with a storm surge potentially rising to 4 to 7 feet. Here's a graphic showing where the storm surge warning is now in effect for life-threatening storm surge. As much as 4 to 7 feet of surge is possible from the northern coast of South Carolina through North Carolina and somewhat lesser amounts in the southeastern part of Virginia. We're also concerned about rainfall, excessive rainfall and flooding from it, with 6 to 10 inches of rain expected in the coastal areas of South Carolina and North Carolina, somewhat lesser amounts in southeastern Virginia, and right along the coast, as much as 10 to 15 inches of rain is possible. So the combination of excessive rainfall and storm surge is likely to cause severe flooding in portions of South Carolina and North Carolina, and there are flash flood alerts in effect. So during the night tonight, the conditions are going to deteriorate over southeastern North Carolina and be at their worst during the day tomorrow. Again, winds potentially going over 100 miles per hour, a storm surge of 4 to 7 feet, and rainfall of as much as 15 inches. All preparations should now be complete along the coast of South Carolina and North Carolina. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.